I'd like to discuss tonight a few inyanim at the end of the parak that we haven't had a time to really deal with so far. So I'd like first just to make a couple of ha'aras on the Mishnah on Daf Kozayin of the days. And then Bez Hashem, I want to deal with the last Mishnah in the parak about Anshe Ir and Hidachas. The Mishnah says on Kozayin of the days, the Mishnah lists three doiros before Klal Yisrael that didn't get Olam Haba. That's how it tells Dara Mabel ain't lehem chelik Olam Haba ve'ein omdim l'din. Dara Mabel also didn't get a chelik Olam Haba, it's not omi l'din. So we'll discuss exactly what that lashon means. But for now, just the point is Dara Mabel didn't get Olam Haba. That tells us that the Dara Flug ain't lehem chelik Olam Haba, and quotes a pasuk. And tells Anshe Sedom ain't lehem chelik Olam Haba, and quotes a pasuk. Tells us these three doros didn't get a chelik olam haba. So one thing that's interesting with Klal is why is this important to tell us? Right, avada, these are drashos, learned out from drashos in the Torah, that tells us, that makes a point to tell us that each of these doros didn't get a chelik olam haba. First shaila is that what's the chashivas of that? Why is it important for the Torah to tell us what happens to these people that they don't get a chelik olam haba? What are we supposed to see from this? Now that remakes a great big point as a big arichos on these three doors, that these three tkufos, these three civilizations that are mentioned by the Torah before Klal Yisrael, right, the Zora Mabel, Zora Flug, and Anshe Sedom, it says in these three tkufos we see what was the Klal, the failure of mankind. Meaning when the world was created, we mentioned once, Klal, there wasn't a Klal Yisrael, right? Everything, there was a mankind there. Hashem was Messiah to the whole world. And then we see that there's these three doiros, and through each door, Hashem sees, like said by the Mabel, Lo Yadin Ruchi Ba'adam. I can't relate to all of the whole world. I can't relate to all of mankind. But these three doiros, and I repoint out that this Mamash, three chatam, each one of these doiros brings out a different chat. The Indians we're seeing is that each of these doiros is being said about them, Ein lehem chelik olam haba. Then each one is revealed that they can't have a shaykhus of the tachlis. Right? The tachlis of the world is olam haba. And it's being seen that through each of these doiros is bringing out that the world, the gayim, the umus, the olam, can't have a shaykhus to olam haba. And that tachlis is going to be reserved only for Klal Yisrael. Right? That's the changes that is going through the world. We mentioned once that in Dora Mabel, we mentioned once that it represented a Yurida to mankind in general, right? We once had to give a whole share on the whole Indian that after Dora Mabel, the whole world lost their Sheikhah to Tzelem Elokim. But after Dora Flaga, also there was another Yurida. Right? The Rebbe discusses that there's a Yurida that they lost Lashon HaKodesh. Right? When the world had Lashon HaKodesh, that meant they had a certain... That was indicative that they had a certain sheikhus to Kedusha. And when they lost that was another Yerida. And the last Yerida, the total Yerida, the third Midah of Ra that came in the Gaon, was Ein Lechelik Olam Haba, was in Sudan, and that's when they totally lost it. But as we see in Merumas, we see a very interesting thing, that when Sudan is being destroyed, so the Malach that comes to destroy Sudan comes together with the Malach that's being the Vassar Avram that he's going to have children. It's very interesting. Like, why do the Malachim come together? It's not just happens to be like in Shemayim. You know, one Malach was going to Sidon, one Malach was going to Avram. They said, you know, once we're going, let's travel together. Right? Avada, there's a Sheikhah. So they're both coming to Avram, and from there they're going to Sidon. There's a Sheikhah between those two missions. So the pshat is that Sodom is this third Indian, we'll see exactly what it is, the third Indian of Ra that's being Muscal in the Umus Olam. Being Muscal is a Bechal of no Sheikhs to Olam Haba. And at that point, at that same time, it's being told to Avram, you're going to have a Yitzchak. You're going to have Bunim, and that's going to be your Hemshech. You're going to have a Hemshech in the world, and that's going to be your Zera. The Hashem says about them that the Tachlis is going to be for them. That Kol Yisrael Yechshon Chol Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is going to be for Klal Yisrael. So just briefly, what are these three aspects of Ra that come in these three doiros? So if you look in Chazal, how they teach up each one of these tekufas, it's clear that they're connected to Gimel Chamuros. Aziz Gimel Chamur. So we see that the Mavel is connected to Gilui Arayis. The Dara Flug we'll see is connected Avodah Zarah. And Sodom is connected to Shlichus Dama. I'll just explain briefly where we see this. In the Chazal, it's very clear, Mavel is always associated with Arayis. Right, it says, the pasuk says, their ches was a yichu lehem nashim b'kosha b'charu. They took nashim from whatever they wanted. And Chazal say on that they mounted every form of araya, this mishkav zachar, mishkav vehema, mounted any relation they wanted. And it says, ki hishchis kol basar stark ala aritar, Gemara says, that means that they mounted totally mashchis, their derech, that they said, they were marbiya, a behema, an achaya, and a behema, v'kulam ala adam. Man is totally chote and gilui arayis. Right, the Dara Flaga, this is the next midah, is all in of avodah zarah. Right, the Dara Flaga, and if you read the psukim, it's not clear b'chlal what the chet was. We've seen in our Gemara explaining what was the chet of the Dara Flaga. Right, what was this migdal that they were building? So Chazal said this migdal was gufa, this is exactly what it means, was functioning as an avodah zarah. Right, it says that the people said, let's make this migdal v'nasa lanu shame. So our Gemara says, we're going to make a name? What does it mean that the migdal is a name? It says that's what it says, v'shem elhem acherim lo tazkiru. The shame is in of avodah zarah. But how come? So this is a thing we've discussed already. Parshas Vayetzeh, that the in of avodah zarah is that it's in its pure form, is that it's trying to use an intermediary to be Messiachis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Indian is, make this as a shame, that the shame of Hashem is the way of being Messiachis Hashem. You're Messiachis Hashem through some sort of a shame. So this is their shame of being Messiachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called the Migdal. And that's in the Migdal. It says about the Migdal that the Rosho Bashamayim. That the Migdal somehow is connecting them to Shemayim. There's something about this Migdal that connects them all to Shemayim. And we see something more, Bechalas Migdal's Mamish and Chazal in that re-explains that this is Mamish, the root of Avodah Zarah was this Migdal. They point to this Migdal, Tari says, is the early form, this Migdal Bavel is the early form of the Tselem in Bavel, the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar. So we discussed in Parshat Vayetzeh, the whole thing of the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar. Shina Chazal is the ultimate Avodah Zarah. And we see this, it's Mamish Keneged, the Migdal Bavel. Right, just the Pashtus, both the Migdal Bavel and the Tselem, that they were both made in a Bikka. It says that when they, sorry, it makes a point to say the Migdal Bavel was built in a Bikka. They came to a Bikka and they built there this Migdal. Right, and Daniel, discussing the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar, points out that he built it in Bikka Stura. We find the Zoya Kaddish, in Chelk Aleph Daf Ayin Hey, points out, and a number of other places, in Ebn Ezra in Daniel also, says that it's Mamash the same Bikka, right? They're both in Bikkas and Bavel. He says Mamash the same Bikka, that the Bikka where the Migdal Bavel is built is Gufa Bikka Stura. Right, they're also, of course, both built by kings of Bavel, right? Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Bavel and the king of the whole world. The Migdal Bavel was built by Nimrod. There's Guf and Midrashim already. You find there's a sheikhus between those two kings. It says that Midrash Rabba says on Nimrod that he's the Melech of Shinar. It says Shinar is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. It has a whole drasha there. What Shinar has to do with Nebuchadnezzar. Now there's some sheikhus. But you also find an Indian that it says about the Migdal, it says it's so tall. The Gaz is so tall that it's the Rosh of Hashemayim. We find the Tzel of Nebuchadnezzar, right, so it tells us that it's tremendously tall, 60 amos tall, and we find, this is something, just the people here at Parsayetzeh, we don't find the Lashon Dira that the Rosh is in Shemayim, but we find by the Sulam of Yaakov Avinu, which points out the Medrash Rabba says, it's Kenegia, the Tzel of Nebuchadnezzar, that we had a whole Shir being Marach on the Sinian, won't get into it again, but for whatever reason, but that Sulam also has the same lashon of Rosh Magia Hashemayma. It's also an Indian that those of you here I hate say, but the Sulam was in of using Malachim as a vehicle for Avodah Zarah, the Malachim all of the Yardim Bo, and the Zohar Kaddish says, well, in the same Zohar Aleph Ayin Hey, said that that was the inyan that they had Lashon HaKodesh, that Hashem took away Lashon HaKodesh from the world because they were using Lashon HaKodesh to be Mashpia Malachim. Because the Gemara says in Brachos that Malachim only understand Lashon HaKodesh. He says that's why Hashem took away Lashon HaKodesh. But the case of the verse is that Nigel Bavel is the essence of the Chetta of Avodah Zarah. And the last one, Sodom, so that's clearly Ritzicha, right? The whole in of Sodom was Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The most extreme form was Ritzicha, was the Gemara Din, when Hashem judges them. So the Pasuk says, Hashem hears Zaka Sodom V'Amora Ki Rabba. So there's this great Zaka, crying, coming from Sodom. It's a Rabba, it calls it. So our Gemara Darshan's on that, it's the Zaka of the Reba. Reba's Aramaic for the girl. What's the girl? It tells the whole story. That there was a girl who went against the law and gave tzedakah, and they took her and they killed her. And that was when Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Sodom. And so those are these three midos ras. Each one of them brings out one of these inyanim of chamuros. And we find this is the shlemus of ra in the world. As the Gemara points this out in Mishlei, and in Mishlei this is in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes in Mishlei, so the Gemara points out that there's B'chal, in evil, and in good also, there's three avenues, right? There's Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and Ben Adam L'Atzma. Right, so in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, clearly the worst thing is Ritzicha, right? Ben Adam L'Makom, clearly the opposite of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avodah Zarah. And Ben Adam L'Atzma, we'll see the ending is Gilui Arayis. So Gilui Arayis is that a person's pashut, what it says by Noach, it says, Ki Hishchus Kol Basar Estarko. It's part of the person is being mashed his whole mitzvah. He's lowering down his mitzvah. Right? Even if he's not doing anything wrong to another person, not doing anything wrong to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Stam, he's been all the way nachmo, he's damaging himself. But he finds this interesting Gemara in Shavuos that Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says here that there's three chatan that we find called Tuma. So it says we find that Avodah Zarah is called Tuma, that it's called, it says, you shouldn't do Avodah Zarah because if you do Avodah Zarah, it's Matamah says Mikdash, it's Matamah the Mikdash. But that Avodah Zarah is Matamah the Mikdash, it's Matamah the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it says, we find that Arayis is called, Tumah says, Velo Tetamu Baham. It says, don't do all this Arayis, Velo Tetamu Baham. That's saying that you're becoming Tumah. The person himself is becoming Tumah through Arayis. And the last thing, Ritzicha says, also we find is called Tumah, it says, Velo Tetamu as Arzachem. But that's being Matamah, the Yishuv of the Arz. And the Yishuv of the article, the Yishuv of Klal Yisrael is being destroyed by Ritzicha. It's breaking connections between people. Right, so those are the three in Yonim of Ra. I would just say in Tov also the Gra points out you find these three in Yonim. Right, the Gra points out in above account with Aflamet, the Gemara says, what should a person do to be a chassid? So the Gemara says three shittos. One is that he should learn in Yonim of Brachos, Milah de Brachos. If the Gra says in a Ben Adam L'Makom. The other one says you should learn in Yanim of the Zikim, which the Gra says has been on the Chaveiro. And the last one is you should learn Milei de Avos. Milei de Avos, the Gra says, is in of working on Midos. That's the Inav Ben Adam La'atzma, a partial person being attacked himself. There's also the Torah of the Gnos Chasadim, there's also these three in Yanim. So the male of the word is that these three dairos, they show that in every, each dar has own assignments in the scala that they couldn't be omeid in these inyanim, and the male, they all lost Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is coming to Miyuchat the Klal Yisrael. So that's wondering why these three dairos are set here. Just one other ha'ara in this Mishnah, the Rinera's touched on this, is a very chash of ha'ara. The Mishnah talks about something here. It doesn't talk about any of the other Mishnayos. So it's in the Mishnah, it says, Dor ha-mabol ein lem chelek lolem haba, the ein oimdin v'din. Shenemer lo yadin ruchi ba'adam la'aylam. Plus it says, lo yadin ruchi with Adam, it says, lo din v'lo ruach. The Dor ha-mabol, it says, it's so terrible that not only don't they get lolem haba, but they don't get judged. Then it says later about Sodom, it says, however, Sodom's not that way. It says, the Chacham says, the Tanakam says here, actually, Sodom ain't lem chelek olam haba. It says, I've owned in b'din. And the Mishnah says this later from the Pasuk, it says, Al kein lo yakumu rasham b'mishpat. It says, this is Dor HaMabul, that they have no kima in mishpat at all. That they don't stand in mishpat means they don't get, they don't stand up for mishpat. It says the chotim v'das tzaddikim. That's the dome that even though they stand up, they do stand up for mishnah, but they just don't stand up for tzaddikim. They don't get olam haba, but they do stand up. So first, all right, I think a very important thing to be mired here is that, you know, we mentioned that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yudayin, what's the punishment of people who don't get olam haba? Right? It's brought on the Rambam. The punishment is that they go to Gehenna for dairi dairos. Right? It's mamash a terrible einish. So it's a pelvic thing because it's telling you that it's clear from the Mishnah that the worst star is the mavel. It's saying the mavel, not only do they not get olam haba, but they're not oimid b'din. So Zayimit says they don't get olam haba, but they are oimid l'din. So that's first of all a very interesting thing, right? That the inyan of being oimid l'din, we would have thought. Who wants to be oimid l'din? If the din is dairi dairos, however long that is, discussion that exactly how long that is. But dairi dairos of Gehenna, you think that's not something anyone would want, right? Right? What's the meaning that mavel is even worse? That they don't even have din. So the hezra l'chair is just pasha the hezra is that all the din in Gehenna. L'maisa gives them a kiyah. I mean, Dara Mabel, see, they're the Indian that they have no kiyah but chlal. Right? And L'maisa, they have no shaykh at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They totally have no mitzvah. Whereas Sodom, they have a mitzvah. They have a kima, but it's the din. They have to go through din. So there's a Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says on the pasuk, by the snare, it says, that's bor be'eif ha'sneh enena uchal. The snare doesn't get burnt up. So the Zohar Kodesh says that pasuk is showing Rachmanus of Hashem to the Shaman in Gehenim that they don't get burnt. They don't get destroyed. They stay there, but they don't get destroyed. The Indian is that Avada, the din itself is a shaykhus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? It's not the best shaykhus, but it's a shaykhus. Hashem's being yod and ruchi with them. Hashem's having shaykhus with them through din. The worst madrega is the mabel. Let's just explain briefly. What's this thing about the mavel? The mavel is something worse than Sodom. Worse than Sodom, it doesn't have a shaykhus to din. So the chayra, there's something very interesting here, which is we see that the doros of Sodom and the mavel are really opposite chatam. Mamash opposite bechina. There's one thing that brings this out, right? The mavel is destroyed with mayim, and Sodom is destroyed with h. And we'll see it's the inyan that the dar of Sodom is good for the inyan of din. Dirchat is having an overabundance of din. Whereas, and we'll see they get din. Whereas the inyan of the mavel is an inyan that they pechlal is pure chesed. But we see first by Sodom, right? Sodom is very clearly in Chazal associated with pure din. Right? There's a man damer in Avos that Shalishali Shalach Shalach, that's me the Sodom. And the Gemara talks about Koysin al midas stone. Someone who says, even in the case of Zen and of Velo Chasser, he doesn't want to be Mahan anyone else. That's called midas Sodom. Right? Like the whole Sodom is the Indian. The Gemara here is Marech that everything in Sodom was al Pidin. Right? Lot was sitting in Shah Sodom was the best din. Everything was al Pidin. Din of Malchus Adina. It was a din, but it was a din of oppressing Aniyam, but it was with din. Right? The whole Musa, they had this Musa that it was Asr, according to their law. But a capital offense to give money to Tania. And the Mamash Chappelle looks at, what do they care? Right? It's not their money. They don't have to give tzedakah. You give tzedakah. That was a capital offense there. You can't do chesed. Because what's the inin? The inin is Sodom is the meat of din. Right? Why din? What is it that they hate about chesed so much? The Vardis is we have to say what din is. What din is, that we call by Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the meat of chesed, is the meat of din. And what the end of din is what din is that it means a person has to earn things. Like it can't be chesed. Chesed means you just get things for free. What din does is that it means a person earns things and he gets kinyanim on things. So this is in, I think we've also mentioned, that what din does is it gives a person a mitzvah. I mean, Gavir Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem didn't want everything just to be chesed. He wanted there to be a mitzvah din. How come? Because if not, everything would just be an expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem would be giving, and we'd have no mitzvahs. But what gives us a mitzvah is the fact that we could be oimid b'din. Din means getting zechuyos. So Mael Sodom was the place, they mamash held by din. Everything's din. Right? lehetzach, you can't give money to aniyim. Everyone has to earn his own metziyas. Right? That was their nakuda. Right? Memela out there punished it with gufa with din, with eish. What eish is the opposite of ma'am. You always find that ma'am is connected chesed, eish is connected din. But their ma'am is opposite in yanim. Right? Just push it to you. Ma'am is in the chazal that it flows down to a low place, right? It goes down. It's the inner things going mimalo lamata, right? That Hashem's doing mashpia. Din is the opposite, except the person is doing something, right? Fire goes up. It's also the Indian that, that's more ma'im is the Indian that things that are wet, they could form key one thing. And what fire does is it's mafrid things. It makes everything something with an asma. And like in Gehenna, the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is H. And then everything, that gives a person his mitzvah. A person's mitzvah comes through H. H breaks things up, that there's no ma'im, that then everything is broken down into its component parts. That's the beginning of Sodom, and that's why Sodom is zocha to get din. It can have some shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through din. So what I just want to point out is that the chet of the Dor HaMavol is something that it's not just that they're punished. Right? The chet, the punishment, goof isn't a punishment. The punishment is they have no mitzvahs. Right? They're not omed l'din. Right, what's that in him? Because goof for the chet of the Dor HaMavol, their chet is that his mamash, everything was a mavol by them. Everything was mavolvol by them. There was no inner of a person having his own mitzvah. Like he hishchis kol baser estarko. I said everything was mixed. The people with the behemoths with the chayis. There was no inner of a person having his own mitzvahs. Right? Everything was mavolvol. There's no inner of something that's it's a person. That's what he is. He had no derech. Everything was ki'ilu one inner. This is coming out of the Koyach of Gilui Arayis, right? It's the Koyach of Chesed. That no one, the thing of Kedusha is that there's a Shaykhus of one person to the other person that can have a Shaykhus. But the thing is that everything's connected, that's the thing of Chesed, right? It says by Arayis of a man with his sister, the Pasuk says, Ki Chesed Hu. Right? It's an inner of Chesed. That Pasuk, there's no Gvul. No one's having any Gvul in it. It's because that was the inner of why they're punished with Mayim, right? A mabel of Mayim. What's a mabel? Mabel is that everything's mixed together. Mayim says by Yimaches Kolakum, everything became dissolved, right? Everything lost its mitzvah. People had no mitzvah, right? The chalal is inner of Mayim, that it makes things have no mitzvah. Everything becomes part of the Mayim. Right? So that's the inner. That's the chalal inner of Mayim, and the force against that is not having Gilui Arayis. Like Gilui Arayis is what brings that into the world. And we see an interesting thing. Yosef HaTzadik, right? Yosef HaTzadik was a tzadik. He's called a tzadik because he didn't do Gilui Arayis. It says by Yonas HaChutzah, he ran away from Eshet Potiphar. So it's an interesting thing. We see why did the Yam split? And the Yam split, right, which was the end of having Mayim, which the essence of something without a Tzura, right? Everything's a Sefkeiros. But Gevi Abash, it says by Yar Hayom by Yonas. So it says, what did the Yam see? It says, he saw the Arono Shal Yosef, that Yosef was Vayonis HaChutza. That it's there, Shal Vayonis Vayonis. But the Indian is that being Kaddish in Yoni Arayis, what does it do? It gives a person a Metzias. It's not just a Chet Arayis. Tzadik is a person who's a Tzadik. He has a Metzias. He has his own Metzias. He's not just a Hefgeiris. A person who goes after his Taiva, it's not just that he's punished. A person who Mamash purely goes after his Taiva, he has no mitzias, right? It's whatever the taiva is pushing him, that's where he goes. He has no inner of mitzias. And that's what you find by the Mavel. It's very interesting, it says by the Mavel, it says in Bereshit Rabbah, Perek Lamed Aleph, goes past from Mishlei, it says, Kavur Sufa V'ein Rasha. So the storm comes and the Rasha's gone. It says, that's the Dor HaMavel. The storm came, they're gone. But Tzadik Yisayid Olam. Tzadik, though, is the foundation of the world. That's Noach. Right? The name of Tzadik is the one who's Kaddish in Yoni Arayis, is that he's Yisoyed Olam. What happens? The Rishon, they get blown away. I mean, once one wind comes, they're gone. Because right? They have no root. The Tzadik goes the opposite. Tzadik has a Mitzvah. Tzadik Yisoyed Olam. Mamash, nothing blows him away. But it's interesting, the Pasuk quoted here about Dor HaMavol, that they're not only Ledin, it says, Al-Kain Lo Yakumu Rishon B'Mishpat. They don't stand up Risham in Mishpat. This is Dor HaMavol. So if you look at the beginning of that pasuk, it's in the first capital of Telem, So it says, it goes for contrast to Rishon to the Tzadikim. It says, the Tzadikim are ke'esh shasal al palkei mayim. The Tzadik is like a tree that's rooted. Right? Nothing, he's rooted, he stays there. It says, but Rishon, it says, lokin Rishon kim kemotz asher tzven haruach. Rishon are like motz that the ruach blows it any way it wants to blow it. And then it says, al tein lo yakumu Rishon b'mishpat. Right? I think that's the marble that they have no kima and din. But in this, is that something to think about, that it's not just an oinish taifa. Taifa means the person, he has no metzias, meaning he's running alpi, whatever his behemoth sad is telling him to run. Right? The person has no inner of a metzias with me'atmo. He's touched a chayuk of the efkeus. Especially of ownership of Dara Mabel. Dara Mabel is an oinish cloud. No olam haba and no din. Okay. So I'd just like to talk now a little bit for the last Mishnah in Chelek. You see, it's a little bit, this Mishnah is really the Tachlis. Could be of the whole parak of Chelek is this Mishnah. Yeah, this Mishnah is on Kufyud Amud Beis. Kufyud Aleph Amud Beis. And the Mishnah tells us about the onus of Irni Dachas. Irni Dachas, the Mishnah, we're not going to go through the whole Mishnah, is really one of the Harugei Beisins. It's different in many ways from any other Harugei Beisin. Right, the whole city is being destroyed, right, even the property of the Tzadikim are being destroyed, the Deos, even the Ketanim are killed, the Ketanim of the Bnei Yerusham are killed. It's some different type of Misa. The interesting thing here is that it doesn't just tell us that actually Irani Dachas and Limchelkol and Haba, the Chlal, the whole Makar, for the whole, all the halachos of Irani Dachas are found here in the end of Chelek. So it's not just about that. This is a very sadistic, and now there's two Dachim there, extremely sadistic of Gemara's, halachadik of Gemara's, all about actually Irani Dachas. That tells us a very interesting thing. Right? The Ikar people killed by Tzayef was born in Perak. Hanisrafim, the end of Hanisrafim, we have Elohim and Eragim. The Mishnah tells us there's two people who get saved. Right? Roseach and Ashi Yerni Dachas. And in Hanisrafim, the Mishnahis go on to explain all the Pratish of the Dinim of Roseach, but doesn't say anything about Ashi Yerni Dachas. This is just left out. And that, Chelek, of Ashi Yerni Dachas Messiah, that's finished right over here in the end of Chelek. It's an interesting thing, Bechlal, meaning this is about Chelek, but L'chor, the place to put the halachos of Anshin and Adachas, you would have thought, is back at the end of Hanisrafim. It's also interesting that you find there's two girsas in where Chelek comes out. In the Bavli, in our Nusach of the Bavli, at least it comes as the 11th par. But in the Mishnayis and in the Yerushalmi, it comes as the 10th par. It comes between Hanisrafim and Hanachnakim. And the scoop of the Yad Ramah points out, what's it doing there? Right? The Yad Ramah also had that girsa. He says, what's it doing there? He says, it's doing there because the end of Hanisrafim is telling you all about the Neragim. So therefore, the next part is Chelek, which ends off Anshin and Yidachas talking about the Neragim, the second of the Neragim, the Sayyid, the Anshin and Yidachas. Yeah, but it's a pelagic thing. You have to explain. It's why is everything to do with Chelek here? It's a B'chal, so fine. So what do we need the whole parak about Chelek? And this coming at the end of it. It's what Tosis Yom Tov points out in the Mishnah. He says, the Pshat is that we want to tell you actually you're in a Dach that doesn't have a Chelek Olam Haba. You have to be mocked. I'm telling you all about Olam Haba. The Vada needs a little more Hezbollah. Like, what's the whole it's a point. Okay, you want to make that point for some reason, but why do we have the whole parak, Mamish, dealing with Chelek Olam Haba, to get to this point of Anshe Irani Dachas? We've seen the Rambam. He says, a Peldika Ara here. This is in the Morna Vuchem, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Aleph. He says that Bechlal, the Hariga of Anshe Irani Dachas, is Bechlal, is a different type of Hariga from all the rest of Arab Mishus Bezdin, And he says, and it's bechlal an inyan that's no geya, not just an sheyon etachas. It's bechlal the punishment for kaifrim and mumara. Bechlal people who don't have chelk olam haba, they have a punishment of an sheyon etachas. The Rambam says that there's two types of misas. There's a misa of onesh, which is the normal form of misa you find throughout Sanhedrin. He says an sheyon etachas is a different thing bechlal. He calls it a misas kofrim. Says this is a bechlal different thing. He says it's like the way there's a mitzvah to kill at Amalek. So they're killed, it's not a mitzvah of an Einish, it's a mitzvah because they're kaisim. And it's a tell the Pesach, according to Eric, the Ram also has, in the Ram's Nusach, he refers, in Parashat Mishnayos, he refers to Chelek as the 10th parak in Sanhedrin. And he goofy has this Nusach, that the word is that it's not Stam that, the second group of the Kasai is not Shirin Adachas. No, the Chal is, the whole parak of Chelek is leading to this point that the Misa's Besen of Ein L'Chelek Bom Hava is a din of Anshe Yeren Adachas. So you have to see exactly what this means. What does it mean? It's a different type of Misa, and where does the Rambam see this from, the Chal? So first we see there's a very important Grah. The Grah said that Deres El Yahu on Parshas Re'eh in the Psukim of Yerni Dachas, the Grah really makes this point, and he said, you see, first he points out one Ha'ara, that you see from the Mishnah one thing different actually Yerni Dachas with other most other Harugi Beis that he says, it seems from the Mishnah it doesn't mean Hasra. It definitely doesn't need the regular type of hasra that we find in Kol Torah Kula. So just point out where we see this in the Mishnah. As the Mishnah starts off, it says, "Ashi yoni dach se'en lom chelik olam hava," brings the pasuk, "Shnei yotza anashim b'nei b'riyal nekir b'chav yedichus ansh yosha iram." Then it says, "Ve'en lom ne'ragim ad she'yu madichim me'osa iram me'osa shevet." This is a whole bunch of tanam. Different things. Actually, the chruba, actually, yitzchu anashim, yitzchu anashim k'tanim, or shohutach miyuta, or shohim mitzchei achutzula. So if you don't have any of these tanam to be here in Idachas, that the people being madiachet aren't the right type of people, it says, harei eloki yechidim. It says, if it's not here in Idachas, then they're all judges yechidim. Right? Meaning, it's people who are over all desires yechidim. It says, v'tzrichim beiz eidim v'asra l'kol echad v'echad. It says, and then we need two eidim and asra l'kol echad v'echad. So the Grah points out that there's mashmos here, very strong mashmos, that it's only when the judge is yechidim for of the avodah zara that it says you need two eidim and hasra. So the Grah points out first hasra. This is about hasra is that hasra l'kol echad ve'echad is only needed by a yachid being over the avodah zara, by a rabbin being over the avodah zara. But in Idachas, he says there's no need for Hasra. It's pointed out in the Rambam also, the Lechem Mishnah already points this out. This is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. So the Rambam basically brings this Mishnah, and the way he says it basically the same way as the Mishnah. He also brings down Hasra only by the Yechidim. He says, when it's Yechidim, they get Hasra. And the Chal, you look to the Rambam, there's a very strong Mashmos. You can see the Lechem Mishnah. In Dalet Hey, it seems clear that there's no din of Hasra Kol Echad the Echad on the Irani Dachas. So the Grah points out, the Grah says, Ma'amashem Chodesh Tiki Yisot here, he says the Pshat is, it's going with this more Nevuchim, that it's Mises Kaifrim, because the Pshat is, why they don't get Asra, is because the Onesh here, it's not, they're not being bound as Yisrael Bechlal here. So the Pshat is, actually, Irani Dachas, Gufo, their Onesh comes because they don't have a Chelek Olam Haba. They pointed out many times, that's the Indian, that they don't have a Shem Yisrael. They don't have a Shem Yisrael, because that's why they don't get Hasra. Because once they're, we discussed this a different time, that when it's a rove of the city, it's a whole tzibur being over Avodah the Zara, that's considered that the Bechlawan, we'll see more about this, the Bechlawan off the deck. It's not Stam, a person that Yitzhar for Avodah the Zara. It's Bechlaw, they've abandoned Klal Yisrael, and they become a tzibur of Oved Avodah Zarah. And they mamish get a din of Oved Avodah Zarah. He says, that's why they don't need Asra. He says, and that's why the din is Messiah. Right, the Mishnah says, the next thing the Mishnah points out is that Oved Avodah Zarah b'yachet, his din is Skila. Oved Avodah Zarah b'yachet, his din is punished Messiah. Why Messiah? He says, goofa, because Messiah, right, the Rambam brings that the Bnei Noach, all of the mitzvah of Bnei Noach are always punished only by Sayyid. He says, that's in here. The Mamash being killed out like Gaim, right? Like the Rambam says, it's like a Malach. The Mamash become like Gaim. This is something, in the Rambam, you see in many places, the Rambam, by Shechita and Perek Daled, we've mentioned, talks about the in of all the people, Kaifrim and Mumarim, that they don't get. He says, all the people we mentioned in Helchos Tshuva, that are Kaifrim, says their Shechita is possible because they have the another guy. And Hilchos Eidus also, and this is in Perek Yud Al Halacha Yud, the Rambam makes a point to tell you that Kaifrim and Mumarim and Amosa, right, an informer, he says that all of them, he says, they can't be Eidim. And he says, and Chazal never even bothered telling you they can't be Eidim, he says, because Chazal only tells you about Rishay Yisrael that they can't be Eidim. But these people are Mamash like Gayim. So Mamash says that they have a din of Gayim. Right? It's an interesting thing also just to point out that there's different machlokis in Rishonim about when exactly a person loses his din of Yisrael. As you see in Yoredeya, and Simon Beis and Hilchos Shechita, so it's brother Ramah, machlokis there, about that the Rashba says you only lose your Shem Yisrael if you're a kofar in one of the Ikarim. Whereas it brings it from the Riyaz, and the emphasis, it's in the Rambam also, in this Rambam in Eidos, there's a Moser, someone who's an informer, also has a din. A Moser also has a din of a guy. So something in Shulchan Aruch is discussed. The Taz is very bothered. A number of folks are bothered by this. Why should a Moser not have din of a guy? What does he do that's so terrible? So the Hezra is the Riyaz says, the Riyaz goof is quoting the Ramah, but the Riyaz is, they quote from Chum, but the Riyaz also shows up in Chelik, in the Kundras Harayos in the Chelik. The Riyaz says a Moser has a din of a guy, goofa, because he's listed by the Rambam, basically Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, as one of the people who don't get a Chelik while on Hava. Goofa Moser doesn't get a Chelik on Hava. Goofa, he also has a din of a guy. And so the kids, we see this mahalach that people don't get Olam Haba, that the Riyaz says it's across the board. From the Riyaz and the Miri also getting a chelik, so it's across the board. Anyone doesn't get a chelik Olam Haba has a din that they have a din of a guy. So the verse here is saying, actually, they have a din of a guy, and the Mela, their Misa is a totally different form of Misa. And you find something else interesting with this is that actually, they're being killed. It's not Stam Avodah Zarah. It's not stopped for the Avodah Zarah. The pshat is they're being killed b'chlal because they are kaifer. Right? Like the Rambam says, Mises Kfira. Right? We see this in a number of places. First of all, one thing very interesting is in the Pesukim, never mentions any chet by the Anshei Nirnei Dachas. It just says, v'yedichu es yosh ve'ira. Chazal explained exactly what that means. It means that Rov has to be over the Avodah Zarah. But this is the Yedichu, they were pushed off. The Rambam was pushed off the Darach. But in the Rambam, the way he brings it is, he says, Anshe Yerni Dachas Hamudachim Nerag Messiah, at the very beginning when he's talking about Anshe Yerni Dachas, he says, they're killed Messiah, the ones who were Mudachim. He says, who shall have the Avodah Zarah? And it's when they're Oivet Avodah Zarah. It's asked if they're Oivet Avodah Zarah. But it's saying the Iker, it's not saying they're killed for being Oivet Avodah Zarah. It's because they were Mudachim. You know, it's also very interesting, the whole machlokas are shown here, one of the major machlokas in here is if the wives of people who are Risham, if the wives of someone who's Oved Avodah Zarah, and Erev Nidachas, if the wife is killed. That's something very, in the end of the Yad Ramah, a whole major discussion about this. But the Ramban says, in the A, he says, he holds that the women are killed. And he says it's because the women are negros achar hanasha. This is very interesting. Women are negros achar hanasha. So the part is because it's not that they have to oyv avodah zara. The point is that they're off the derech. Right? So if neither of them are oyv avodah zara, so we don't see that they're off the derech. But if the man's oyv avodah zara, then even the women are killed. Because the part is we're looking at them, they're being killed off that they're off the derech. It's not mamash a punishment for avodah zara. Now this is another very interesting thing here. We find by answering in the dachas a mechudish halacha on the Rambam. The Rambam says here in the parak halacha vav. He says the heich din irni dachas. He says this man shetir ruuya le'asos irni dachas based on a gadol sholchem v'darshim v'chaytrim. Says when they hear about it, says then goes and their soul and darish. Asha yedu b'raya brura, they mamash know with raya brura, meaning with edim, shehutchu koha iro ruba, v'chazru l'avoyz kuchavim. They mamash of edim, everyone's over the avodah zara. And he says, what do they do? Then he says, achar kach sholchem mehem shnei talmid ha-chachamim. Then he says, then they send two talmid ha-chachamim, lazhirim lachzirim. Try to get them to do tshuva. In chazru v'asu tshuva mutav. He says, if they do tshuva, then it's good. He says, if not, it goes into exactly what happens to them. So the Rebbe here is mastic. It says Sholchem lehem shnei talmid chacham lahazir al sham lachzirim im chazru vashu tshuva mutav. So the Rebbe is mastic. He says Tov hadavar shatol lehem atshuva. He says being a little sharp, it's sharp. He says it's very nice that tshuva should work for them. You know, the Rebbe is not going against tshuva. He says Avol lo mitzasri tshuva moelos achra asra and meisa. I never find an Indian that tshuva works after asra and meisa. Where does the Rebbe get this musa that tshuva works? Normally, someone, the Kesef Mishnah points out that there hasn't been Asra here. The Rambam group doesn't have Asra. The Lameis of the Kasha Sol Kasha is that you never find by normal Rugei Bezin that Tshuva should help. The word here of Tshuva is that they're being killed because they're Kaifim. It's not standard being. They're only able to be killed. They haven't gotten Asra. They're being killed because they're like Gayim. If someone says Tshuva, so the Mela, he no longer has the din of Ein Lachel Kolam Haba, and Mela is not killed. And the most important halachah l'maisa nafkin means this Rambam mamash apelah d'kinyan is we find that the Rambam really holds that this din of irni dachas is knowing b'chlal but not hazel without a bezdin b'chlal. So we find a very interesting Rambam. The Gemara says in avodah zarah with af kafav, the Gemara brings it in that kaifer mafi karsim and mumarim and mosrim. It says moridim v'lo meilim. The din is that if you get the opportunity, you should try to get them down to the bottom of a bar, a deep pit, and leave them there and let them starve to death. So that's the din of all these people. So the Rambam says a very interesting halacha. Perek Dalet of Hilchos Rotzeach. The Rambam says that when it says moridim v'lo meilim, that's only b'di'evet. Meaning if you're afraid of the goyim, you can't kill them, so you moridim v'lo meilim. But he says, but if you have a kayach, then l'chatchil you should kill them b'sayah. He says, l'chatchil, you should go and kill them b'sayif. You bring this new thing, you don't find anywhere in the Gemara that they should be killed b'sayif. So the Levush writes in Choshen Mishpat Tav Chaf Hei, Squad Sma Der Wassel. The Levush writes, he says, where does the Rambam get this musa that they're killed b'sayif? He says, they're killed midin irni dachas. And it's good for the Rambam coming out of the Mar Nevuchim. And he says, it's a Mises Kuiper. It's nothing to do with Bezdin, it's nothing to do with dinim. It's a din that he's a kaifer. The din is to kill them with sayas. And it's interesting, you find makoros for this Rambam. It's not a little, you find makor for the Rambam. It's pointed out, there's a pasuk in Mishpatim. The pasuk says, Ovech lohim yechram. It's someone who brings karbanos to avodah zarah is yechram. It says lashon yechram. So Targum Yomester ben Uziel says there that what happens to him, yechram, it says it means his lashon is yiskatel v'saifa v'nichsav yiskamron. It says he's killed by the sword and his nechasim are destroyed. The Maamar says that the punishment for someone tovech l'Elohim is yechram. Yechram is being learnt out. He's saying it like cheirim, which it says by your nidachas that you're machrim the ear. He says b'chalam is tovech l'Elohim. The din is his yechram. He's killed v'saifa and loses his nechasim. And it's very interesting thing there also is that it's not talking about stam someone's oyv avodah zarah. The Evan Ezra says there a very interesting thing. He says it's not talking stam avodah zarah. It says zovech l'Elohim yechram. And then the next verse it says lo sonu asagah. So the Evan Ezra says it's talking about, it's contrasting a person who's zovech l'Elohim means he's an oyv avodah zarah. I mean, it's not just he stam did b'chet. He's b'chal zovech l'Elohim. He's always zovech l'Elohim. He's an oyv avodah zarah. So him yechram. But a ger, meaning someone who to be a ger lo sona, someone who's makabel on himself, not to be a avodah zarah, says talking about a ger toishav, him, he's not so vechel with him, he's makabel not to be a avodah zarah, so don't impress him. So saying this thing that someone who is a b'shita, An Ovid Avodah Zarah had this punishment of being killed. But, right, the Rashi points that out in Kisisa, Rashi points out that that's why, by the Egel, the punishment was they were killed with a sword. Right, it's told that Moshe says, Kohamai Hashem, everyone should go and kill the people who were over the take the sword and go and kill the people who were over the Egel. Right, so Rashi points out that this, because they're being killed, why are they being killed with a sword? He says it's because of the pasuk. So where's Kohamai Hashem? Where does Hashem say it? So he says that's what the pasuk says, Zobeachol him Yechra. And so then they're killed with a sword like the Erni Dachas. Right, even though here the Chor is not a mamash in Erni Dachas, right, there's a number of prasim it doesn't fulfill, right? It's not an Eretz Yisrael, it's not a city, right? It's, even the Pesuk Yisrael Mikra isn't mamash of the Chaz that they really had a Din Torah there. But the word is, it's Zobeachol him Yechra. Right, so we're seeing that's a separate form of Mises Besen. Now, just one other thing we find, Mamash of Peledic Chazal, we find in Medrash about this pasuk of Vechel and Yechram, that it's Mamash a different type of onus than any other type of Misa. This one says in Shmos Rabba, Parsha Mem Gimel, Os Dalet. So the Medrash says, the pasuk says, by Yichal Moshe Pnei Hashem. After the Ego says, the Yichal Moshe. That he was. So what's the lashon of Yechal? It says Yechal is a lashon of being master in the Dara. Rabbi says lo Yachal Dvaro, which is Avachayim Moichel Mo. So it says Moshe was Yosef as a Chacham, a Yachid Mumcha, and he was master Hashem's Nether. It says what Nether was he master? He was master of the Nether of Zoveach Lelehim Yechra. That was a pelvic Chazal. What does that possibly mean? If Hashem's not, what does it mean? It's a neder. But why is that a neder? Zoveachol him yachra. So l'chayr, what it has in mind, the medrash has in mind, is that yachra is a lashon of a neder. And the end of the chukosa, he talks all about nedar and the lashon chayr. That if you're machrim, you're nechasim, it's a lashon that you're being machdash. It's a neder being machdash. Right? And we find the chlal here. We find that the Erni Dachas has something to do with the neder. We find Guvanis Gemaras. It's mentioned all the Inyanim about Yeshua, that he was Machrim Yericho. Talked to all the halachos of Yeshua being the din of Yericho. But also, Yericho was an Inyan of Achayim, was done by a Nezer of Yeshua. But the Rambam says in the Chukosah, that's the Pasuk says, Kol HaChayim HaShe Yachrim in the Adam Samus, he says that's talking about when you go to war, you can make a Nezer to be Machrim a city. Right, because there's many makors for this. That chayim of Erni Dachas, you see in the Tosefta, it says that Erni points out, it says that Erni Dachas, the Haisa Tel Olam, and it says it'll be a Tel Olam, it says it'll be a Tel like the Tel of Yericho, which it says Yisimer Tel Olam. There's some shaykh says it's a neder. It's a vechlam yechlam, it's a neder. So what's in this a neder? Because the pshad is that it's not stam a misa. It's not stam a din a taira. The pshad is, what's a neder? Neder is that you're doing something l'shem l'kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's not necessarily a mitzvah, but you feel a neder, this is what I want to do for Hashem. The pshat is just killing after Irin and Dachas, killing after Kaifrim, it's not pshat that it's a mitzvah. Pshat is, it's giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's pashat being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's the Indian here, it says that, Ram says it's like a malek, right? What's a malek? It's a melchama l'Hashem. It's pashut a melchama over the gili of kavod malchus shemayim by killing out a malek. That's the word here with these rasham. Right, killing out rasham, it's pashut an inyan that we're being megala malchus shemayim. Right, it's something that l'sakin over malchus sakin. It's pashut that all the time that a malek people pashut against malchus shemayim in the world, it's a bizarre to kavod shemayim. So that's in here. This Misa, right, is this in of being Megal Malchus Shemayim, by destroying the people with that Olam Haba. Okay. So this ends, and just want to we'll end here, Pasha. I just want to thank everyone who came. I want to thank Yosef Polinsky, who the first, you know, Mixer Shvach of Fano, first Chabur, he hasn't been here. But, Pasha, really, he was a force behind the Winter Ben Chabura, really, for a number of reasons, but that Yosef Klinsky. Just want to thank him. And, Bechlau, I just want to say, Bechlau, if anyone, you know, I think I gave out at least once my number. Pasha, if anyone has any haros or questions, Also, if anyone wants to come for Shabbos, Bechlal, you know, we had Yosef the last for Shabbos. We asked him. We the amount enjoy guests. So Pashut, you know, keep in touch. Okay.
Maybe that's why, just when you're talking about.
I don't know if it's take.